from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Days like this are tough for fans. Like, the fans think they know our players. I know our players better than our fans do. So I've got relationships with each of these guys. You have to respect their rights as unrestricted free agents. That's the collective bargaining agreement. We didn't trade these players. You know, we tried to retain them. We're not gonna go into the weeds and what each contract negotiation was with each player. But we were not after huge hometown discounts or anything else like that. We made, I thought, real fair, reasonable offers. I think they would say the same. They had a chance to do something different.
That is Vegas GM Kelly McCrimmon pointing out the quote looked worse than how it sounded, because the quote just read, the fans think they know about the players. I know more about the players than they do. You can get away with that easier when you've won the Stanley Cup in the last, 12 months. Victor Olofsson to Vegas. 1 year, just over $1 million. They lost a lot of pieces this summer, but they brought Olofsson in on a one-year deal, so he gets to hang around in the NHL. I wasn't sure that was going to happen. I thought he might have to go back to Sweden, but he gets a one-year contract. 803-0550 is the phone number. I've got a poll up. Where do you think the Sabres are going to rank in goals this year? Are we expecting a very defensive team? And in addition with that, a team that's going to struggle to score when they feel like they need to. They might not want to be a top five scoring team in the league. They might be perfectly okay with, hey, middle of the road, because we're going to be a lot tougher to play against. We're going to be better defensively. Our goalies are really good, so we don't need to score the fifth most in the league, the third most in the league. But I really question when they need to score, when they have to open things up, if they're going to have the horses to do it. Let's go to Ray on a cell. What's up, Ray?
How you doing, sir?
Good. Morning.
Good take today. I'm thinking that you talk about the scoring. I think knowing Lindy Ruff and what I saw with him in Jersey and even Dallas, I think our defense is going to be a little better at producing. I think we're going to see a little bit more scoring out of them, especially now that you got Byram and what Lindy said during his press conference, talking about power play, that you need to circulate, you need to have motion and so forth. I remember Byram, his first game in Buffalo, he was kind of telling players, move around, skate around. He's pointing and stuff, and they weren't doing it, kind of staying still. And that kind of made our power play a little stale. So I expect him to have probably a breakout year now that he's coming in with full training camp and understanding. I think Empower realized that he underproduced, and I think that's where you can get some scoring. And I expect Coolidge to be up there, and the reason I expect Coolidge to be your third-line center is because now that you have Seth Appert, he knows what makes this kid go, and I think Zucker is going to help him.
Yeah.
He's going to help Coolidge on the defensive end and, you know, make him the complete player. So I think you're going to see those type of things
in
that situation. So I think that's where the scoring is going to come from.
Yeah, thanks, Ray. Good call. On I forgot Appert being on the bench. You know, I do wonder if that matters any differently to whether Kulik makes it or Savoy. Savoy would have been more limited time with him. Kulik as the third line center is a real idea. Like, I thought about Savoy for it, but Paul pointed out yesterday that Kulik, I mean, he's a center too. We did a lot of it at Rochester, and that job might be open to a prospect if one of them can grab hold of it and take it. So that would be nice. I mean, that would be a little bit of scoring punch in their bottom six, because that's another thing that's really lacking right now. I mean, I went through in the last segment, like, questionable, you know, holes on your top six for getting guys to score. And in your bottom six right now, like, it's Zucker / Benson. Only one of them will be down there. And that guy probably will produce at least a little. And then can I trust Krebs too? After not reaching 20 points last year, can I trust Greenway too? Like, the guys they just signed aren't going to score much. So, yeah, one of the rookies showing up and doing it would be nice. We can expand on that a little bit more, though. Here's Ben in Lockport. What's up, Ben? Ben, you there? No, Ben? We'll come back to Ben. Maybe we'll try him again. Let's go to Paul in Buffalo. What's up, Paul?
Joe, right again. I think you're right on point. Well, like I said yesterday, I hope Lindy can get him to play the trap, because that's what the roster dictates. Your two best players are Dahlin and Tage. Maybe your third best player is Owen Power at this point, or your goaltender. So, it looks like it's going to start from the back end, which is fine. But I still go back to, imagine this roster, less Bowen Byram, and added Jeff Skinner and Casey Mittelstadt. You got a roster you can work with. My defense is still fine without Bowen Byram, because now I got Lindy Ruff here, and I'm not going to have forwards throwing boneheaded passes over the middle constantly getting intercepted.
Yeah. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yep.
That's just where we are. And I have to ask this, and I want one of our pool reporters to ask Kevin Adams why Jeff Skinner's season of 84 points, you know, 34 goals, and a plus 15 with two healthy line mates who are still on this team, why that wasn't good enough. I honestly believe he bought out Jeff Skinner because, and told to, or because he decided to, because of the After the Whistle podcast. I truly, truly believe that. And I agree with what a lot of what Rivet and Peter say have said over the years, but they have been wrong on Skinner for years. And I'll bet $1,000 against either one of them on whether or not Jeff Skinner will be in the playoffs this year and whether or not he'll score over 30 goals this year. Wonder if Craig or Andy want to take that bet.
Well, thanks, Paul, for the call. One, I do not believe that Adams made the decision based on that at all. Two, he did go to like the perfect landing spot for that. Yeah, it would be flooring if he didn't finally make the playoffs for the first time in his career, because he's on the team that just was a goal away from the Stanley Cup, or two goals away from winning the Stanley Cup. So he's going to go to the playoffs. And I did hear a comment from, what's the name of the Edmonton GM? It's not Ken Holland. Holland just retired. Something Jackson. Whoever. The Edmonton GM yesterday did a press conference, and he was talking about their signings, and they also signed Victor Arvidsson, and he mentioned that him and Skinner are both going to play in their top six. So I might guess that Skinner plays with Draisaitl, because Hyman on the left side with McDavid. I think Skinner's probably going to play with Draisaitl.
And Jackson, by
Jeff Jackson, thank you. Skinner playing with Draisaitl is going to score 30 goals easily. That is, you know, I don't want to do all in on like Skinner revisionist, but it's kind of fresh, and it's hard to see right now how they're replacing him. Even a declined him. And yeah, 2 years ago, Skinner, as I point out all the time, he is, if there's one criticism that is very fair of him, it is he is completely reliant on his center. He is completely reliant on his center to create plays for him, to playmake, to enter the zone with the puck, to generate the chances, and then him to clean it up, for him to be opportunistic, for him to finish. Call it a criticism of him. You could. You definitely could. We could talk about how bad he was defensively. He's not even a well-rounded, complete offensive player. But the thing he does well, he is great at. But the problem with that is he needs a top center to get that done. And, you know, we will give Thompson a bit of a pass for the season he had because of injuries and only scoring 29 goals, only having 59 points, only 27 assists on the season for Thompson. But we recognize, it's because wrist, back, he was banged up all year. He didn't get right until like the final week of the season. Didn't look right until the final week of the season. Why can't that be extended to Skinner? I know it's not him being injured, but it's 10 years of evidence that he needs his center playing well to score big, to put up big points. So he only scores 24 goals last year. Okay, why can't I extend the excuse of, well, Thompson didn't do all of this big 49 goals, 47 goals again because he was injured all year. Why can't I extend it to Skinner? Why isn't it Skinner's numbers went down because his center was hurt all year? That's probably what happened. At least it's a chunk of what happened. At least what probably happened was his center was hurt. And I do think it's very weird right now that they bought him out and they had no plan, or maybe they had a plan and they just failed at it. They have no answer right now to who's playing in his spot. The whole reason why you get rid of Skinner was, well, you don't have a spot for him in the top six anymore. At the moment, I do. At the moment, he'd be better in that spot. He would be more productive in that spot. Even last year's version of Skinner, which we were all disappointed in, would be more productive in that spot. He scored 24 goals last year, which is only three lower than Zucker's year with Malkin 2 years ago that everybody thinks would, like, oh, we would sign up for that in a heartbeat. 803-0550 is the phone number. More of your phone calls on the Sabres when we come back here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.